The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, test your mic. You're not going to fix your glasses now.
No, I'm putting this away right now.
You're not, this isn't, and those stupid glass repair kits for $5 where you get one little screw and no other screw fits anything else. You just take your glasses to Walmart, say, can you please fix these, and they'll fix them.
Okay.
Don't talk for a second.
I've broken my glasses now 700 times, fixed them 699 times, and that's that story. Oh God, I'm not good at telling stories either, Rich.
Don't say either. Don't bring me in.
Okay.
Your, I'm great at telling stories. People
well, we have love a we have a big week coming up. We're starting a feature film.
Talk about it.
I don't know what to say. It's about
tell who's going to be in it, the premise.
Well, the stuff we're shooting right now is all about comedy and comedians, but that's just one part of it. Then another part is about daughters and dads. It's hard to explain. The part that we're shooting...
Why don't you put me and my daughter in it?
You are.
Oh.
Did you not get the script or you just chose not to read it?
Never got it.
Never got it. Okay,
no.
Well...
I don't like scripts anyhow. I ad lib.
Right. No, this part of it that we're doing is completely it's not completely unscripted, but it's largely unscripted. So you can do what you want.
All right. Let's wrap this thing up.
So Rich is at the Stress Factory this weekend.
Thursday through Saturday.
And you could see me in action as the director of a feature film at the Stress Factory where Rich is going to be performing. Stand-up comedy. And Vinny's in it. Allie's in it.
I'd like to be brought back into the movie later on in the
Jessica
movie.
Jessica Curson's in it. You could be brought back in later on. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know you wanted to be a part of it. I quite honestly, I was just forcing you to do it, I thought.
Well, I don't mind acting and being a producer. I'm too sick to do this, but I'll get through this.
But time you're something's wrong with you.
I've been sick for a week and a day.
Yeah, it's awful. But still doing stuff, like not sick, like...
Not like I'm sick of you, like sick.
No, but you've been able to get out of bed and you've been like doing your steps and dance class.
I haven't done 10,000 steps in 3 days.
What? What about the day we did the tap dance class?
No, this week I haven't done 10,000... I've been doing like 6,000-7,000 daily, but this
you don't
week
want to talk about the tap dance class. It's the
oh
last
yeah,
time
go
I'm
ahead.
Going to say it. You enjoyed yourself.
I had a good time doing tap because I'm very good at it.
So
I'm auditioning for Broadway shows already from one tap dance class.
Yeah, so you were using a borrowed pair of tap dance shoes.
They were too big.
Too big.
Yes.
Watch on my Instagram. There's a little thing of Rich and I tap dancing, but it's our first lesson. Don't be so critical.
I never saw it. Can I see it?
Yeah.
How do I do it? Do I follow you?
Just put in.
Hold on.
You know what a search looks like, right?
Instagram. I'm on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Search. What am I searching? Bonnie McFarlane.
Yeah, you got it.
Just Bonnie McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie McFarlane. Mm-hmm. One new post. Which one is it? The floor here?
Yeah.
Then I hit that. Bonnie, starting our new careers. Our first tap dance class with Master Tappers. Rich already ordered our new tap shoes. How come you don't show me?
Well, it's coming. It's just a little, sorry, I didn't edit the video to be just Rich Voss. Do you like it? You could put the sound on. I don't know. There is sound. Hello? Hello? Are you having a stroke? There is sound.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, it's pretty cool. We're going to change the name of our podcast.
4,381 views. It doesn't... 61 comments. What are the comments?
They're good.
This is so cute.
Is this what you want to do for
Elevator tap shoes, and Rich Voss is still... hilarious. He's dodging. They're so hacky with their old O&A stuff.
I was just a couple of them.
Oldest people need to stay active. Adorbs. That's a good joke. I may steal that. Kind of ironic. Rich is witnessing Bonnie learning what she'll be doing on his grave in a few months. Ugh, stupid radio fans are the worst. Pretty cool video. Hold on.
But you only read the bad ones. There was like 64 good ones and 3 bad ones.
No. I guarantee there was more bad ones than good ones.
It's not. If on your page, maybe it would be all bad. I don't know. It's not like that on my page.
Oh, I'm dodging you.
Okay, they're just trying to be funny. Listen, if everyone was as clever and funny as you, you would not be a great comedian. You'd be, you know, just another one of the fucking masses. So relax. People can't be as good as you. Appreciate it.
We've had a busy week. We don't want to talk it. We're not going to leak it, but we did a documentary this week, Tap Dance. We went to a Christmas party, a late Christmas party. All of this while being quite under the weather.
Yeah. Raina stayed home sick one day. So far, knock on wood, I've managed to avoid it.
But it's like, I went to the doctor. I'm going back today because I've never been sick for a week and a day. Never.
Like a week, but not a week and a day?
It's a week and a day.
I know, but have you been sick for a week?
Never.
5 days?
Well, when I had mono when I was a kid, you know.
4 days in a row? What's the
mono's
max?
Mono's a couple weeks.
No, I'm asking.
My max, 3 days.
Okay.
Never been sick for a week. You know, I feel like, oh no, am I just going to die? My body's, Voss died, but he just gave out.
You're going to die by choking on your Nicorette gum.
No, you cough it right out. Go ahead, your turn. We're going to take turns.
No, it's just too depressing because you fall asleep with your glasses on, your phone in your hand, and your Nicorette gum in your mouth.
I fall asleep with my glasses on so I could see in my dreams.
He still got it, folks. Anyway, you're listening to Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane on My Wife Hates Me. And it's death talk time. Rich, how do you think you're going to die?
I'm going to stop
breathing.
You're
going to fade out. You're going to ghost yourself.
I'm going to stop breathing. I don't know. Maybe from the sickness. Maybe I got, you know, all of a sudden you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to eat healthy, stay in shape. For the last week, I've barely eaten sugar. Cut back way on sugar. Sugar's bad. And pretty much, maybe my voice is just changing now. Maybe I'm turning into a baritone.
Maybe I'm turning into a baritone.
I would say I'm pretty healthy. When I did my stress test, the guy said you did as well as a 40-year-old. But that could have meant, you know.
This is what I sometimes think about when we're doing this.
What?
What if somebody is listening for the first time?
They're going to go, this is amazing.
This is the most boring thing I've ever heard. If you've ever been in a diner by yourself and heard two older people in the booth behind you, that's like what you're hearing.
Well, there's really no...
Two older folks talking about how they're going to die.
There's really no pop culture news that we haven't really covered. Ellen trying to stick up for Kevin Hart, that kind of backfired on her.
Kevin Hart, God bless. Did he just say, like, I'm out?
Yeah.
He just was like, I would be like, too. I'd be like, all right, enough. Enough. I apologize, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really wants to host the Oscars. Now I heard there's not going to be a host. I don't know if that's true or not.
Fucking ridiculous.
But it's like, that's on you, audience. You made it like that. That no one can live up to your
and
rules.
And the people in the crowd also.
What?
Made it that way. The fucking actors and actresses.
Since when is making fun of celebrities punching down? I'd like to know.
I don't know. Why don't they get, what's his name? Ricky Gervais.
I hate you, me.
That's who they should get. He's the best host of all those award shows, him and Chris.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I guess, when are the Oscars?
I have no idea, March or something, but I'm not going to be ready.
There's not get.
I mean, whoops.
Oh. Yes, get Ricky. Oh, I'd love to see him host it. He would kill it.
You know who's good at it also?
Who?
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Yeah, they'd be good.
Wait,
too.
Wait, did they do the Oscars? No, they did the Golden Globes. They did it the best. They were like...
No, he did it the best.
Who, Ricky Gervais? Well, for us, because we have a darker sensibility, I guess. But, no, I mean, they weren't like... So sweet and, you know, here's a, you're hot, nailed it, you know, kind of humor.
Well, the beginning of the Golden Globes this year, the opening monologue.
Yeah.
Unwatchable.
Well, we did watch it, so it's watchable.
Like who?
In the same way as getting waterboard is.
Well, that guy, what's his name? Andy Sanborn.
Yeah.
He's funny. In life, he's a funny fucking guy.
And what Sandra Oh is a great actress. I don't understand why they try to use actresses or actors for that matter. They do it less with actors to just be like, you know, like funny, you know.
They're not hosts. He's a host. He could have done it alone.
Yeah, but he had too much like people telling him to like rein it in or something. I don't know.
Don't say
show
anything.
Them that you can be woke and funny.
Ugh,
I don't
enough.
Care if you're woke. I mean, I want you to be woke.
Just
I just want you to be funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
What the fuck? They're taking funny out of comedy. Just, we don't care if you're funny. Just say the right things. Just do not be offensive. Do not push the envelope.
But I honestly believe there's a way to like.
Why is it called push the envelope?
I don't know. I don't know. Know if it means push the envelope from the inside or from the outside.
Oh.
So sorry about that.
Do not do anything.
What's the etymology of push the envelope? I don't know if etymology is right.
I'm telling you, I got to do a tour where just called Uncensored.
Woo, edgy.
You're right.
I'm going to do one called Edgy and Uncensored.
No, I'm going to do one.
And Go Fuck Your Mother.
I'm going to do a tour called Racial Slurs.
But also, why can't you be, like, okay, if you're going to be censored, let's just say, oh, you're not allowed to talk about these subjects. You can talk about these subjects. Like, I'm not saying you're going to be as funny as I would like if you had, where all subjects were available to you. But can't you be funny within those parameters at least? Like,
no,
there has to be some way, better jokes than what we were given, you know, within, like... That aren't really hurting people. I mean, has to be a way. They've got like 1,000 writers, and I think that about a lot of stuff. It's like, what, all these writers? Like, why isn't it better?
I know. I'd be embarrassed to do what they did.
But they must get in their bubble and just be like, it's hilarious. Like,
no, they convince themselves that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're like,
you know, and
they're all loving it so much in the room that then what, they get out there and they're like, huh? Like even the celebrities were like, "What is? I'd rather you made fun of me."
When we wrote on the first Oscars, fucking one thing great about Richard Denny, he would go, "You can't do that. It's not funny. You can't do that." Like he's the only one that would tell Chris, "You can't do that." Like that would go, "No, that's
oh,
not
because
work.
People were sort of kissing his ass
yeah,
too much."
You know, they're like, "Oh, that's great." You know, "Oh, you can't do that. It won't work." Or and he was right 9 out of 10 times.
But that 10th time, whew, that was a stinker.
Does it feel like I have a fever?
No.
Not even close. If you're burning up on the inside, it's not affecting your outsides.
Oh.
Doing a lot of inside-outside talk today. You're pushing the envelope.
That's what I know. So that was horrible. And they had time to prepare. It's not like someone fell out and they got
right.
those people last minute.
Right.
They
were
knew
like,
from the beginning they were hosting.
They at least had 6 weeks out. That's enough time to come up with 7 hilarious jokes.
Oh, God, how the fuck? I mean, I'm sure the list is so long of what you can't do and
but
what
like,
you can
how,
do
like,
is probably...
how narrow are those parameters that became the jokes? Well, like, how are they like, okay, I'm going to say something about Chrissy Teigen. No. Okay, I remember when they came out and gave everybody flu shots?
I didn't see that beginning. Is that what they did?
Yes, unless I dreamt that. I think so.
No, they didn't. Everybody in the audience?
You really think there were real flu shots?
No, but they did that to the people in the audience.
It was heroin. Yeah. The reality is, folks, what you don't like, know at home that I happen to know.
Well, they had like 10 people walk down, like doctors.
Yeah.
What the fuck is funny about that?
I don't know.
You don't get the flu in California.
It wasn't funny because those people are already rich and have health care. It's like...
You hear that one?
I'd like... No.
I say you don't get the flu, you get the Jew.
Oh.
In Hollywood.
Oh, make it a meme.
I could say that. I'm a Jew.
Meme.
Oh, I read online...
Uh-oh, here we go.
Mayor de Blasio wants to give free health care in New York City. We have to get a fucking one bedroom
we
in New York City.
We are headed to New City. What about Brooklyn? Or is it just this Manhattan proper?
I don't know. It's probably all 6 boroughs.
Bitch, I'm coming for you. Man, if they didn't think New York was crowded before.
I'm telling you, I'll rent a storage unit.
Just get a P.O. box.
Oh, fuck. You're right. Just ask somebody if you could pretend you're their roommate.
Girl. You bring them home some fucking sample
stuff.
You
can't get a driver's license from a P.O. box or...
I doubt you can do it.
What
I'm pretty
mean?
Sure that the minute you pop it into the fucking... whatever thing you're filling it out, it says not a valid...
Well, if you're just rent a room...
Well, you could... Yeah, if
you
have a
gotta
place...
You probably got to be a resident for a certain amount of time, probably.
Well, let's get in there.
Let's see
De Blasio.
If it
happens.
They say we're
going
to do it,
oh.
but it's not going to happen. Too much money. How are they going to just...
How are they going to... Well...
And the drug companies and the hospitals and the
going against
doctors
everything.
Will not let them do it. You know, all these fucking... There's too much money to be made. There's too much money to be made to give free health insurance. So many
well,
people.
Didn't he get free preschool or something like that?
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, if he did,
he's
then...
He's coming for you.
If he did, that's great, because preschool's a fortune.
Well, we could have this stuff if we didn't, you know, have to spend money on wars and walls.
I didn't see his speech last night. It had to be full of lies.
Yeah, no. And you know what's funny? Everyone took the time on Twitter to be like, don't watch him. Watch my special instead. Like, oh, really? Like, that's any fucking better? Jeez.
All right. I keep talking. I can't talk.
You know, my job here is really just to support you.
Well...
So didn't around. Something fun happen last night? Don't you have any stories, any feeling affect you recently that you want to discuss? You've had no feelings?
On what?
You know, maybe like loving me a little more than normal. Maybe you're like feeling more antsy than normal. I don't know. I don't know
I
anything
sicker.
About you.
I feel sicker than normal.
You feel sick, but when you're laying there, what are you thinking about?
Not
you're
being more, sick.
Your mortality? Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay, you had a weird look on your face.
What, that I'm going to die?
Yeah. Have you lived your best life? You know, are you thinking these things?
I like to enjoy things a little more and not worry as much.
And I see that you've been doing a little bit of that. You've been trying.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when I guess you there's less worry when you're financially secure. Then you have other worries.
Are we not financially secure?
No, we are, but I always have to keep working to stay financially secure. You know?
Because I'm just doing free shit all the time.
Yeah, Jesus.
I know.
Holy fuck.
I'm working big picture. You work small picture, I work big picture.
Yeah, but by the time that picture's finished, I'll be dead.
Well, we can only hope.
All right. Why don't you work medium picture and... whatever.
Well, you know.
A guy from Chicago contacted me to work for him.
Oh, good. He's a nice guy.
Seems like it.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, it's a couple days.
Well, that seems good. Great story. So more behind the scenes with Rich Voss right after this.
I did Bobby's podcast last night. That's always fun.
Yeah, and?
Andrew Schultz. I love doing stuff with Andrew Schultz.
Why is that?
He's smart. He's funny, but he's... most of all, a good laugher. He gets...
he's a very generous laugher.
He gets good humor.
Yes. Yes.
Toasted almonds.
He wants to be having fun. He wants to see the humor in you.
Yes.
Yes. And he's also very...
and he gave me
he's
a good
a critical
idea.
Eye when it comes to comedy. Like, he breaks it down.
He gave me a good idea on my special. He looked at it and he goes, you should switch these two things
around.
Well,
one of the things, though, I think you have to be a little bit wary of with people like Andrew is that he's very good at making you think he knows more than you do.
Well, but
that's one of his skill sets. So does he know more than you? I don't know.
No, he doesn't
know. But he's certainly good at making you think he does.
He knows this generation of comedy better than me.
Oh.
You know, why are you getting undressed?
I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were taking your pants off.
What?
I go, why are you...
What?
What do you call it? No, he gave me a good suggestion, which was...
right. No, you don't just right. say what it is.
I know. No, he just said switch those two things around.
Good. All right, and you're going to do it. It sounded like a good suggestion.
Right when
me.
I heard it, I go, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, I think he's smart.
But he's an internet guy.
He told me
he's smart.
Smart one time, so that's how I know that he is smart.
No, he's an internet. See, this generation of comedy, he knows how to capitalize on what's going on in this world. We're still trying to capitalize on the old, like with a TV show or a movie. You know, we're
I'm just doing what I like to do. You know, that's not. Listen, if I enjoy doing social media and shit, I would do it. I'm not jealous of other people who are good at doing that.
I didn't say I was
jealous.
I
honestly one time just told myself, like, listen, if you can't be successful because you don't feel like doing Instagram all day, then so be it. So be it. I've released myself from that. I've accepted it.
And then we reviewed Bobby's movie, Lone, his short movie.
Yeah, very funny. Bobby Kelly's so funny.
I know. We beat that movie down.
Oh, it was like supposed to be silly.
He looked at the... you got to see his movie.
Looking
go to his
at the picture,
page.
I saw there was one mistake there. He
what?
Was looking at the wrong picture at the wrong time.
No, I don't know.
Oh, whoops.
But go to Bobby Kelly's Patreon and look at his movie.
Mm-hmm.
And judge for yourself.
Yeah.
It was good. His, you know... I'm going to make a movie on the road. But how do I do it with a camera?
Oh, God. You know what? What
on
really
the phone.
I'm going to tell you how to make a movie right now
no,
on a podcast?
On the phone.
It's
how
called
can I
Google.
Hold...
this is how you start everything.
No, how...
do you remember that time you stopped and asked the guy for directions and he was like, you get an app and you download it and then you put the address into the app?
That's not what he said. But what I'm saying
is... Well, I made it a little funny.
How do you fucking... You got to get a tripod, right? For your phone.
I don't know. Fucking set it up any way you want.
How do you set it up to video?
I don't know. Put a can there and then put it on the can and then put a book there so it doesn't move. I don't know.
You got to
get... Or go get a stand or... Look. Well, there. Now my phone is
no.
up. Oh, look.
But how do you know you're in the middle of the shoot? You got to set something there.
Do a test shot. Go stand where you need to stand. Oh, come back. Look at it. Oh, that's in the right place. Let me put a piece of tape down right where I was standing. Good.
You got to make those noises. You got to go,
Yeah, when I'm talking to someone as dumb as you, I think it helps.
You're the dumbest person
Ooh.
I know.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Can't even get your glasses fixed. You're too stupid.
It's not that I can't do it. It's that for whatever reason... These are things that give me anxiety. To
walk
do.
Into Walmart and say, can you fix these, please?
Yes. No. I don't know why. It's like weird. I can do certain things and I can't do other things. I mean,
tell
I'll
me
do
something
it.
You can do.
I'll do it.
Tell me something you can do.
I can suck your cock like a motherfucker. You know it.
Don't act like you give the best blowjobs in the world.
Don't act like I don't.
But they're okay. You use a lot of hand.
I get, you know, it's like. Only recently.
And you know, and you're not supposed to get your teeth involved.
I never do. Stop it. That is outrageous.
Am I the best pussy eater on the planet?
It's, I mean, my pussy's never been wetter. I will say that.
Yeah, see what I mean? I bring it all. I bring the whole cruise.
All right, can we go now?
No, 5 minutes.
Five more minutes, everybody. Hang in there. We'll do it together. Do it together. Are you going to order the shoes? I thought you ordered them.
No, first of all, I'm not going to order yours. I don't know what size and which ones you want.
I'm 7.5, and I want the Capizios.
No, you're an 8.
And then my shoe size is a 6.
Just go online and look at Tap Shoes on Amazon and look at the pair you want. They start from $20 to $150. I don't know if you want heels, no heels, whatever.
I want a heel.
I think it'd be...
I mean, not a big heel, but like, you know,
I think
that.
For me it'd be easier without a heel.
You had a pretty big heel on yours last time.
His shoes were 4 sizes too big, 3 sizes. I couldn't do it in those shoes.
Should we talk about the fight?
No.
No, we won't say names. No,
it's just an argument. Comics had an argument the other night. No big deal.
At the Comedy Cellar. And it was the quietest in there. I mean, there was no music playing. Every single person in there was like...
Keith was yelling, go, Voss, stop it. Like, what?
Yeah, like you were standing there like watching these two people yelling to each other's faces.
Oh, my God, get in the middle of that? There was no room.
First of all...
I'm sick.
Yeah, you're sick. What are you going to do? Like,
hey, guys.
Kick the guy in the shins?
Hey, guys. Stop the arguing.
Hey. Pump the brakes, guys.
These guys were pushing the envelope, I'll tell you that.
They were really, I can't think of anything.
This weekend, I'll be at the Stress Factory Thursday through
Saturday. Do we have any reads?
Saturday. No, if you want to read, get a book.
Go to the Stress Factory. It's going to be fun. A lot of comics are going to be hanging out.
Who? Other comics?
Well, because we're shooting stuff there. Stop.
Do I have to wear...
You really have no idea what's going on, do you? You have to wear the same thing every night.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Yeah.
No, not three nights in a row.
Yes. We told this to you many, many times. No, 3 nights.
Oh. Well, no.
Kate's going to do your laundry for you.
I was driving home talking to Bobby.
Uh-huh.
And having my conversation with Bobby like I usually do. And Kate jumps in to ask him my questions better, the way she wants to hear my fucking questions.
Yes, no, she does that, yeah.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm having a conversation with my friend. And he said, we had a... argument.
Don't take a pause when you're talking near Kate. She'll fill in the blank.
After the podcast of Bobby's, after Bobby's podcast, he goes, yeah, there was two people arguing up there, right?
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, and you know, they don't get along or something. He said, yeah, they sometimes don't get along. And that's all I needed to know, you know. Yeah. And all of a sudden,
Kate?
Fucking Rona Barrett.
I don't know who that is, but is it a gossip?
She was a gossip,
columnist?
Yeah. Okay. What were they arguing about?
Now, can I get a few answers from you, if you don't mind? I'd like to know what they're arguing about, first of all. Secondly.
It's my conversation.
Right.
Then, and I don't mind, but it's where I was walking up to do Bobby's podcast, and I look behind me, and she's walking behind me. I go, where are you going? She goes, I'm going to sit on the couch.
Well, I got to get the scoop, don't I?
I know. She's like a reporter. She's bringing the shit. She's a reporter. I think she does a podcast.
A secret podcast. She's writing a book, probably. I've heard a typewriter in the other room.
Yeah, she's.
Now let me get this all down before I forget. Ding, 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 ding.
She's
ding,
a double agent.
And Bobby Kelly was up there doing his thing before anybody else. Do, 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 do.
But and she's the nicest person in the world. As we're leaving, she said,
I once overheard Rich Voss say I was the nicest person in the world. Now, I don't subscribe to such dramatics.
And then we're leaving, and Kate goes, thank you. I hope I wasn't a problem. But she just sat there and didn't say anything. So how could she be a problem?
Right.
That's going from like a positive person to like no self-esteem person.
Right.
Like
right,
that.
Right.
Like she didn't say anything.
Right.
So
she does. Her pendulum does swing.
How could you be a problem if you didn't say anything?
How? What's the whole story?
Oh, here we go. 60 minutes.
Oh, Bobby told her not to come up. Because, was he joking because you were obnoxious and you laughed too loud?
I was laughing too loud at your jokes.
When was...
I remember you were there. And then I said, Bobby, I also laughed.
Oh, but there was two other girls there, too. And they were all... So look, people find me funny, Bobby Kelly. I know you listen to this.
I said, if I'll come up, I'll be quiet.
So she promised to be quiet. People can't hear. Yeah.
And I was
And you were, so then she was saying like, hey, you know, she wanted some recognition that she'd kept her mouth shut. So she was basically fishing for a compliment.
Oh.
Hey, so was I a problem up there? No? Great. See?
Okay, I'll let her slide for that one.
I did what I was told.
She was up there earlier. What do you mean? A different day
no,
earlier?
No, yes, with me when I did his podcast like a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Or a month ago. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
All right. I mean, all in all, she's an okay person.
Thank you.
She's an okay person. We'll.
She's very elegant.
We'll give her.
Raina said, oh, it's funny watching you and Kate walk around. I go, why? She goes, well, Kate's like the supermodel and you're like, I go, what, a hideous beast? She goes, your words, not mine. And I go, what am I, a hideous beast? And she kept doing it. Your words, not mine. She just kept doing it. I was like, am I gross? Your words, not mine. Tell me, answer me. Am I a disgusting human? Your words, not mine.
Okay, listen. We're going to wrap this up. Kate, thank you. You were great sitting there.
Kate is being played this week by our neighbor. I couldn't think of a fake name.
Anything you want to plug?
I'm sure I have stuff, but I can't think of anything, but I got a lot of directing stuff coming up.
If you want to know what Bonnie's doing, build her a website, then go to her website after you build it.
You could also follow me on Twitter. I retweet all my shows and on Instagram. About half my shows I put on Instagram.
All right. So this week I'll be at Distress Factory. Next week, the Miami Inn. The week after that, the Rio in Las Vegas. Then I got Albany Comedy Works. Then I have Helium Philadelphia.
And then Tap Class.
We're going to sign up Tap Class here, too. Yeah. All right, we're done. I can't do this anymore.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for listening. We really do.
Sorry.
We do say sorry. But you, I've done it so many times where I've been like, this person said this, and it's a nothing statement, and I want to write this, which is a funny but shitty thing to say back, and you always go, yeah, do it.
But and that's then, not trolling. That's responding
that's
to somebody.
That's what trolling is, to be mean for no fucking reason.
No, you're responding to what they said to you. So
what
you're
is
not
trolling?
Being, dude, you're not being mean when someone just
no,
writes you.
No, I am
you.
Telling you I'm being mean.
Because you're
I'm
responding. So if you just went after that person, and was mean, then that's trolling. But if someone writes something mean to you and you write
something
mean.
No, I didn't say someone wrote something mean to me. I'm saying I'm going through my feed. Uh-huh. Oh, here's a fucking idiot that I follow that always says some stupid shit about gratitude and I'd like to write, go fuck your mother. And you go, yeah, do it, do it, do it.
Well, that's
and
then I go, that's you're being a comic.
No, that's trolling.
No.
I mean, that's like, that's being mean for no reason. And then trolling is when you do it to someone over and over and over again.
Well, okay. If somebody writes something mean to me, sometimes I'll write something mean back or I'll block them.
Listen to this theory I have. There's this.
You're going to fall back on your chair. Don't lean back. Don't tell me to shut up. I'm looking out for you. Go ahead.
There's this girl on Twitter that I don't really like.
Names.
Uh-uh. I can't. And... okay, so this one guy, he's always trolling me. Like, everything I write, he's like...
How about the one guy that always comes up with the Chinese...
I know, endlessly. I mean, he's kind of entertaining. But I blocked him, I blocked, like, four of his accounts.
I know, he keeps coming back with a new account.
Occasionally, I even, like, favorite one. Like, it's funny.
Yeah.
And then it'll be back to, like, you know, you're the least funny cunt on the planet or something. And then...
He'll write that to you?
Not that guy, but... this other guy will write stuff like, you know, be funny again or what, everything I write, like it's some negative thing. And then I noticed this girl, he wrote to her saying like, I don't want to say exactly what the tweet said because then you can find out who it is, but he said something very
you can't find out what it is. Yeah, unless you
very, very positive to her. And I started thinking like, and then she retweeted that like, and I want to, I think it's her. I think she's the troll. She's got a second account and she fucking trolls me.
No.
And then she says positive things about herself.
She a comic?
Yes. And I'm going to follow through on this.
How are you going
to
find out?
I don't know. I don't know how to find out, but I'm just going to keep a watch on both accounts. I've sent screenshots to a couple people saying like, here's my theory. Is this girl, this troll? Might be.
Is it a New York girl comic or LA?
New York.
Oh.
I'm sure you don't even know who she is.
No. If she's not cute, I wouldn't know. I only know the cute ones. What? I'm just kidding. Is that being a Me Too? Is that a Me Too?
No, it's just like a gross. Exhausting.
I only know the funny ones.
There you go.
I know all of them. I try to help as many people as I can. I'm a good person.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to prove this girl is trolling you?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
And say you do find out and say it is her, what are you going to do?
I'm going to kick her in her fucking big boobs.
Oh.
There, gave you a hint. No. That's funny, though. No. Okay, let's move on.
Well, look. Here's... we'll wrap up this part of this portion is...
By the way, we should never, never be on the side of censorship. I don't care how...
I'm never on the side
crazy,
of censorship.
Crazy gross it gets.
I'm not on the side of censorship.
I don't promote hate speech, but I mean, I kind of do because this podcast is called... Patreon is kicking people off for hate speech, so... I'm sure...
How do they monitor everything?
They don't, but somebody will just bring it to their attention.
But that's okay.
So they said, but not just on Patreon, on any platform. On any platform, if one of their people, because obviously Patreon is just one small platform.
Yeah, but you.
So let's say you're doing hate speech on your regular podcast, and not on the Patreon. They don't care. They'll kick you off for doing hate speech on a different platform.
But they can listen to one clip and take it out and take it out of fucking context.
It doesn't matter. That's
everything is being, you know, so much stuff is taken out of context. You know, you could say whatever and people can edit. And that's what reality shows were so horrible, because you could go in one portion of the show, go, I hate ice cream.
And then they change it. Right.
Then you go black people And then they could just cut it out and go, I hate black, you know, they...
Well, I'm sure they're going to know if it's edited, maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
No,
but
because they could cut away from you as you're talking and you know, there's... I'm just saying, you could do whatever you want with cutting and pasting, okay? You like that? You like that? A little editing? You see what I'm saying?
So, I don't think that's edit talk, but go ahead.
It's edit talk. You could edit and manipulate conversations. And
thank you once again. More, just what insights we're getting
here?
Oh,
you're giving
Rich
your insights on trolling, and I'm
my
giving
insights.
Your insights, okay?
Yeah,
I don't troll.
I don't troll.
I don't have any. I don't have a mean bone in my body. I never think about saying anything bad to anybody ever.
I have mean bones.
Your most favorite thing in the world is when I go off on someone.
It's I love
like your eyes light up. You're like
you're funny.
Oh my God, I love it.
You're funny. I just like when you're funny. You know, I was discussing today with somebody how funny you are.
Oh,
you know?
Come on.
Yeah, no, he said that, you know, and I go.
He was saying I wasn't and you were sticking up for me?
No. He's saying that, you know, that you're a feminist and whatever and this and that and your opinions and you hate men. I go, no, she doesn't post any of that stuff. That's all.
Who said that?
No. I go, she's funny and her opinions are funny.
I do hate men, but I come by it honestly.
What do you mean? You don't hate men?
I don't think you should be allowed to hate men unless you're married to one. You know what I mean? I don't think you know the full effect of it yet. If you're single, why would you hate men? You know what I mean? Doesn't make any sense.
I wonder if Ellen Barkin did do any work with Louis. Was she ever in a movie or on a show or anything? You know, out of nowhere. You know, why wouldn't she say, I hope Harvey
Weinstein...
Because
she listened to the...
Yeah, but I'm saying she's never came
see,
out.
See, the problem that Louis has is that nobody thinks he apologized enough. Then he didn't talk about it on stage. He started getting back into stand-up without... He won't acknowledge that it's happening. He won't do interviews. He won't talk about it. He hasn't, in people's minds, like... You know, he hasn't... atoned.
Made amends.
Yeah, made amends. Whatever it is, they don't... You know, he thinks, I think, because he talks about it in his set. This is the only real thing he talks about is that he lost $35 million. So he thinks he's atoned. He's paid his price. That's, I think, in his mind, obviously, just my opinion. And the rest of the people are like, no, you need to publicly be flogged. You need to flog yourself. And you need to fucking talk about it on stage in an insightful way that we can get behind before we'll let you come back. Then he comes back with this bit. You know, people haven't heard too much about what
maybe
he's doing on stage.
Maybe he's working out the other stuff, too, at some point.
Well, there's a whole hour of it. You can go listen to it on YouTube. It's bootleg.
The whole set
audio
was taped? I thought just that part.
No.
But
here, but my point is that, so for people listening, they're, it's not just like, oh, we listened to this kind of crazy bit about, you know, Louis going off on transgender in Parkland. It's that Louis... He is not being swayed for some reason by the fucking, you know, Twitter public, and it's driving them nuts that they can't like.
He doesn't follow. He's not on social media.
Right, right. I mean, it does seem crazy that he doesn't seem to like. He just keeps going on stage. He just keeps doing what he wants to do. The people just keep getting madder and madder at him.
Yeah, but no one's like Ellen Barkin isn't saying. I hope Harvey Weinstein or Bill Cosby or Kevin Spacey get raped. They never apologize. None of them.
Right.
So, you know, I
know, but Louis is like, Louis upsets people more because he, first of all, I think people, like a lot of people, like I bet Ellen Barkin was one of those people when Louis had his show second season. She was like, I love this guy. I love this show. I mean, he went from being underrated to overrated overnight. Like it was like, that, you know, nobody gave a shit about him in outside of the comedy world. And then all of a sudden, like every celebrity on the planet wanted to work with him. He was like this auteur. And I bet, and people thought he was like a feminist and progressive and amazing. And then I think that they're mad at their own decisions. She probably never fucking liked Harvey Weinstein to begin with, or she was never a Bill Cosby fan. But if you're a fan of Louis C.K. and then he goes and he's a sexual predator that he won't quite apologize for.
Well, if you're a fan, you're then like, you would give him some leadway.
You're like complicit in some way, I guess, in your mind.
No, if you're a fan, you would give him some leadway. If you're jealous of him, then you would go after him.
No, because it's like, you know, it's the way that it is that people aren't like... The wave of let's hate Louis C.K. is here. So you just get on that wave and you just surf it to the
end. How has that wave not been on, you know, fucking, like I said, Harvey Weinstein or any of the other ones?
I mean, I think because Harvey Weinstein's going to prison.
Such creepier predators.
And Harvey Weinstein's not really out there in the news anymore. Louis C.K. keeps going out. He keeps getting more press about him, you know? Look, if Harvey Weinstein put out a video tomorrow, there would be a wave of hatred for Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, but Kevin Spacey died out in a second. He put out a fucking video.
I know.
You know, that died. Kevin Spacey's a little more famous than fucking Louis C.K.
I don't know. But maybe we hear more about Louis C.K. just because we're in those circles.
No,
too.
Like, it's maybe all over the place. You know, I guess.
Well, I saw
Kevin Spacey was on MSN.
Kevin Spacey, yeah, they were playing that all over the place. I didn't see anything about Louis C.K. yet on actual TV, although I haven't really been watching.
It was on MSN. I think it was. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. I think it's that he won't fucking apologize and that he keeps doing what he wants to do.
No, he won't apologize the way people want him. He won't apologize the way people want him to apologize.
Right, they want him to fucking bow down and like...
Yeah, so maybe his...
I'm shocked that he hasn't.
But maybe he apologized.
When I heard that stuff, I was like, what is he doing? Is he stupid?
But maybe
he just doesn't fucking care.
Maybe he apologized to the people personally that, you know, that were involved in this. He obviously apologized to his family. So maybe he thinks he doesn't owe the fucking world an apology. Maybe he made personal apologies, which, you know.
And can I just say this? I don't care that people hate him. Like, I'm not sitting here standing up for Louis C.K.
No.
Think what he did was gross. But, like, it is kind of just when you take a step back and look at it objectively, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think.
It's so fucking crazy to go, why would you do a... Well, the world hates me. What can I... Oh, what jokes can I do? Oh, I'm going to make fun of the Parkland survivors.
No, but...
What the fuck?
Yeah, but...
I think he also is mad at millennials, and that's why he's taking shots at them, which is the same thing that Aziz Ansari is doing. He's, like, subtweeting them in his act.
What do you mean?
Well, they're the ones who brought them down, right? They're the ones, millennials are the ones that are most mad. Like, all of us, a certain generation is like, we've been steeped in the fucking ways of the world, the patriarchy. I don't even know when it's happening most of the time.
Alexa,
it's like you need new eyes now.
Alexa, what's the ages of millennials?
Generation Y is about 39 years old.
No. What's the
generation
age?
Y? Who's that?
No.
Wait, there's a generation between Generation X and millennials? Nobody fucking talks about Generation Y at all. You motherfuckers did nothing.
Alexa.
You fucking idiots.
Millennials.
They're cool. That's why you
don't think. Is that you, Kate?
No, Alexa, stop.
Are you X?
What's the age? Alexa, stop.
You're Y, then. You're X.
Wait, what's the millennials' age between what and what?
It's Alexa, what are the ages of millennials?
Generation Y is about 39 years old.
That's what is a millennial?
Alexa, what is a millennial?
The adjective millennial is usually defined as of or relating to a millennium or the millennium.
You know what? I think millennials are actually called Generation Y.
Hold on.
So they're the oldest is 39. So these motherfuckers are getting up there.
Well, it's not only that that's bringing them down. It's got to be the college students. What are they? Generation X, right?
No, Generation Z.
Z?
Yeah. XYZ. That makes sense.
Then where's millennials before what?
Millennials is Y. That's what we're missing. They've renamed themselves even.
No.
Oh my God. The Louis Wright. What are you? What are you, Kings? You will address me as millennials. Between 1980 and 1994.
Are millennials.
Oh, millennials, yeah.
So that's they're how between
39.
No, 1980 is 39. Oh my God. To what was it?
94.
So
that's 14 years.
So what is it? Wait.
39 minus 14.
25.
25 to 39 is millennials.
Yeah.
25 to 39.
And Generation Z is the next one.
Yeah.
What are we, what am I? Generation
you're
dust?
You're a baby boomer, maybe. Your X.
Do you really want to know?
Your
yeah,
X.
Yeah, what am I?
Okay, so you would, boomers are born between 44 and 64.
I'm a baby boomer.
I'm a baby boomer.
Are baby,
I'm a boomer, baby.
Are baby boomers good? They're not as bad as millennials, right?
Well, they did take a toll on our society because they lived so long.
Mm-hmm. Who? There's how do you? Why do you say the most selfish?
Because you guys were the ones that in the 80s and 90s with them all the fucking. You're still doing it with all your.
Does baby
glam
boomers?
And,
do baby boomers? Does it say buy a lot of Champion sweatshirts?
Yes, they're consumers. They're 100% consumers. Yeah, and we won't have it.
Are you
use
kidding
up
me? There's been
shit.
So many bad times for baby boomers.
No, their retirement funds.
What
baby
about
baby boomers?
The Vietnam War.
They lived the longest out of any generation.
Yeah, our age is going down. Yeah.
The boomers fucking had it good. Had it too good for too long.
What do you mean
long?
We went through horrible presidents?
The boomers all just cared about money. That's all you need to know with your Louis Vuitton phone case.
Boomers like nice stuff. Is that, boomers like nice stuff. So.
You're a boomer, baby.
Yeah, but millennia. So, but college kids, who's brought Louis down? You can't put an age limit on who brought him down because anybody from, you know, 19 to whatever. Was against him or for
him. So he wasn't even talking. See, this is the thing. He actually misnamed the people that he was mad at because those Parkland survivors are actually Generation Z. They're not millennials.
They're our kids' ages.
Yeah. They're legitimately kids. The millennials we can stop thinking of, I think, as real young people anymore because they're...
I think the bit goes way beyond the Parkland. What I've heard of it, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Okay, here we go.
No, I think it's, you know, because he was saying you're not famous because your school... I think
no,
he
wasn't
was,
saying you're not famous. He was saying you're not interesting.
Interesting.
Why do we have to listen to you? You're not interesting.
Okay, so what? Maybe he's just using an example to go to another level, another plateau of... What makes a person interesting?
Maybe.
You know
maybe,
what I mean?
I mean, I think the bit wasn't worked out.
Who knows? Who knows?
Because there wasn't no real bit yet. That's the thing. It was just a lot of ranting.
I
don't think we're ever going to hear that Parkland Survivor bit in its completed form, unfortunately.
They and
that's what happens. Whoever fucking filmed that.
No, they.
I
audio.
Hope you get raped.
But didn't they audio tape it?
I hope whoever taped that gets raped.
What about
no, of course I don't mean that, everybody.
Didn't they he did a bit on transgenders and calling them they or
yeah, called, he said, you know, the thing about
yeah.
You know, address me as they, them. What are you, kings? Address me. He was making fun. As they, them. He goes, I call me a there because I identify as a place.
In your know, mom's.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow.
Oh, yeah. What was the, in your mom's cunt?
Yeah. See, now here's, look, the other
that's
night.
That's classic Louis, though. But that's just him fucking around until he's like gets the bit, I guess. But
you don't know. I was.
I don't know. He's not going to do that bit on SNL.
The other night on stage, Mm-hmm. I was talking about the Honduras mm-hmm. refugees. Mm-hmm. And it's, okay, I said to this girl, where are you from? She said Honduras. And that what got me into the bit.
Right, he reminded you of, yes, he had a bit
so
of
I,
that.
And I go, what are, the bit is, I go, what a horrible life. They grow up with no medicine, no schooling, mm-hmm. in poverty. And then they get here and they get tear gassed. It's horrible, okay? And then the joke is, on the bright side, look how many steps they got in.
Right.
You know, I go,
their Fitbits are cruising.
I go, I can't get 10,000 steps and I have shoes.
You have to go, yeah, you have to go on a trip.
Well, a girl got up and left and she was so upset. I had to go out. She was in, she's from Honduras. She goes, you don't, I go, I'm sticking up for Honduras.
Is English her second language?
I don't know.
Yes, I mean, it might be hard to understand, but that's the thing. Yes. It's like,
but I was sticking up for
it. I know, but the problem with that's in my opinion, the whole problem with comedy today is that, like,
people to hear trigger words and they
well, they're not smart. Like, comedians generally are pretty smart, I would say, and so and they're coming up with alternate viewpoints all the time because that's kind of our job, or it was. Now I guess we're supposed to just like say whatever everybody wants us to say on Twitter. Hey ladies, am I right? But yeah, when you're doing an alternate viewpoint, you have to listen all the way through and actually listen to the person speaking, and people don't. They just
yeah, hear
they
it.
Stop right away on something that's, and you know, the thing is like, I get it. Sometimes like Generation Y, when I see them in the eye, or Generation Z, when I see them in the eyes, like people under 25, I feel bad for, because they've been conditioned to believe certain things are not right to say, but they don't have any idea. Like, and
say
I'm not saying
they
they're dumb, but I'm saying a lot of people, if you haven't been to a comedy club before or you haven't seen anything like this before, I look in their faces, they don't know what's going on for the most part. And when you're doing something that's sort of challenging, they're not getting it. They're not seeing it as comedy or humor, or they're, nobody's pleased anymore with sort of like, oh, that's, I never thought of it like that before. It's just shut it down. And it's because they're dumb, to be honest. Not dumb in that they're like have low IQ, but it's like going and looking at a painting when you don't know anything about painting and making these assessments about it and saying this is perverted or this is whatever. It's like, well, you don't understand art, so why are you making these judgments?
But that's almost from 30 down. You know, most of these college students throughout, even my daughters, are brainwashed by their professors or the type of college they go to, whether it's a liberal college or a conservative. So they're, you know, these professors are pushing their political agendas on kids.
True.
I don't think they're open-minded, these
I mean,
these
they
professors.
May be like, but I think like, I don't know, but there used to be like more pushback. No. You had to read certain things and like understand, like censorship. Like, you got an understanding of why censorship is bad, why all censorship is bad. You learn stuff like that. Now you don't. You just learn like, oh, those words are hurtful, therefore we should never say them, and this is bad, and this is bad. You know, I got all this shit from a guy who was saying like, she does a trigger warning before her set. I don't know, maybe two sets I did this joke about, you know, a trigger warning, and it was a joke about people who need trigger warnings. Like, I was making fun of that, but this guy didn't see it that way. He just saw it as me doing a trigger warning. It's like, even when you're nobody's getting anything because nobody's taught to think differently anymore. It's just like, must be exactly literal. We must take everything completely literally. People are taking things literally.
You know what? You're getting on my nerves now.
Yay! I finally ended the podcast.
You're starting to bother me.
I finally ended the podcast.
Okay.
These kind of podcasts that I hate the most when I leave them.
What's that?
Because then I go, oh, what was I saying? Some bullshit. I hope people don't think I'm this. Yeah,
Jesus Christ, you know how to talk. But you have great insights on things, and you're very clever and very smart.
Oh, my God. And you're handsome.
And you're fuckable.
And you're skinny.
And you're beautiful. And you're my soulmate.
I don't believe in soulmates.
All right,
but I think you're pretty special.
You're my whole mate.
hole, mate. Oh, God.
Let's go out. Let's fool around upstairs.
You're my cockmate.
Okay, so next weekend, the weekend of the 10th, I'll be at the Stress Factory. Then I'll be at the Rio.
We're at the Stress Factory shooting a movie, by the way.
Yes, we are. The weekend I'm there.
Kate and I are making a movie. Ken Kranz is one of the writers of it. Allie Mae and Vinny are in it. And you're also in it. We're shooting there that weekend. So.
I'm a producer on it. I haven't done a fucking thing, but
you
I'm
let
a
us shoot the, that we, your weekend, so I gave you a producer credit. And the other day, I was having at Starbucks with Ken Kranz, having a little last minute script meeting, and you called me and you go, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm sitting here with Ken Kranz. We're talking about the Louis C.K. thing." And you go, "Well, that's not working on the movie." Like an hour before, I gave you a producer credit, and you just started being a producer so fast.
Get going, baby. Time is money. Money is time.
Are you going to give us some money? Because we don't have any money.
You have a lot of money.
I do?
Yeah, one of the somebody involved in this movie
is giving us some cash. Oh, that person.
Well, whatever. So anyhow,
well, I haven't received it yet.
Come to the Stress Factory. Then the following week, I'm at the Rio in Vegas. I got Helium in Philly coming up in February. Go to richfoss.com. A lot of gigs. I'm not even going to plug vossroast.com, the best roast ever in history. Have a great 2019. Happy New Year. And
follow me on Instagram.
Follow her on Instagram.
Bonnie McFarlane. Follow me on Twitter. Bonnie McFarlane.
And we're against censorship. How do you like that? Goodbye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.